Well, welcome back to the second hour of Folk Roots. I'm Tom Coxworth, and thanks for being out there listening. We are back to our conversation with Tom Lewis about his music and his influences. Tom, tell me about the new album. What was the motivation? Did it come to you the way you wanted it to when it was all packaged and in your hands?
Well, Quiff Tree, it was this weird thing that happened that I'm going to do a collaboration album with people in Poland that I've never met. And boy, did I get lucky. You know, they're all great singers, very nice players. Four of the five of them have sung together since they were 14 years old. So we're coming on 20 years in the Szczecin Cathedral Choir. The quintet of Kluft, that's been singing together for 16 years. You know, that's a while, you know. And they're just lovely guys. They're really good at what they do. But they've got this almost Eastern European harmonic structure mm-hmm. that they put in, mm-hmm. which will be from their time in an Eastern European cathedral choir, of course. They also have this love of sea shanties, but the way I put it is they'll take a song they think they know, and they'll make it stand there and then walk around behind it and look at it from a place that nobody's ever seen it before, and then come out and say, let's do it like that. Most times it works, not always. And
that is the creative process.
Well, yeah.
Create it, stand back from it, take a look at it, manipulate it a little bit, or maybe just leave it alone.
Yeah. So, one of the things I wanted to do was some of the iconic things. And there's nothing more iconic than Cyril Tawney's Grey Funnel Line. But, of course, the iconic version is not by Cyril Tawney. It's by June Tabor and Maddie Pryor, because on the Silly Sisters album, even in that fabulous album, Grey Funnel Line is the standout album. And everybody who sings Grey Funnel Line sings it like June Tabor and Maddie Pryor. And why shouldn't they? It's fabulous. But these guys said, we can look at this, Dom. There are different ways of singing everything. and I said, well, we'll go for it.
So now you've created me a dilemma. Do we play the version with Kluft Tree?
No. If we're going to play anything, let's June play Tabor, it by Silly Sisters.
Yeah. Silly Sisters, Maddie Pryor, June Tabor on Folk Roots this morning.
Here's one more day on the gray funnel. time like some machine, until blue water turns to green. Then I'll dance on down that walk ashore and sail the grave funnel.
See, that's the way you create.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, the journey continues here, and you mentioned previously about the man himself, Cyril Tawney. I have a couple of vinyl pieces by the man I have here in front of me, Live at Holstein's, which is a club in Chicago. 1981, my friend Rich Warren produced this. They say it's a limited edition because really he didn't record a lot. Who was Cyril Tawney?
Cyril Tawney was almost a contemporary of mine. Cyril Tawney passed about 4 years ago. But he joined the Royal Navy already having served an electrical apprenticeship. He joined the Royal Navy shortly after the Second World War, after the end of the Second World War, but probably about 1950, 51, 52, something like that, and became an electrical artificer. So he and I were
a what?
Both...
Electrical?
Oh, artificer. A-R-T-I-F-I-C-E-R. It is an archaic word from the English language. An artificer is a craftsman who not only makes things, but makes his own tools with which to make things. And he is first mentioned in print in Shakespeare's King John, where the king is heard to remark, "Methinks I see a lean and unwashed artificer." And you've probably, in that CD you've got holding in your hand there, you've probably got Lean and Unwashed Tiffy on there as...
Yes, I do.
So we were both artificers, both diesel submariners, and he left the Navy about... he purchased his discharge, which was what you had to do because you had to sign on for 12 years, you see. So he purchased his discharge about 3 years early because he had a regular gig doing topical songs on BBC West television. He would go into the studio at 5 o'clock in the evening, be given a subject, you know, here's something in the news, write a song about that. You're going to be singing this at 6:15. But he was doing so well with that he purchased his discharge to leave the Navy to become a professional folk singer. Now, there is bravery for you.
And the father begat the son, we could say. Cyril Tawney here live in concert. And no better lead-in to this than you yourself, Tom, saying Lean and Unwashed Tiffy on Folk Roots.
As I was a-walking alone along the Strand, I met a young damsel, her colours were grand. She had rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, and she told me her age was only 19 years old. We walked and we talked of the things that were to be. I dearly loved her, and she dearly loved me. Then 7 weeks later, the wedding bells tolled for me and my damsel, only 19 years old. That night, the party over, and we prepare to rest. I nearly dropped dead when my love she undressed. A cartload of wadding she began to unload. I sat down to view me maiden, only 19 years old. She screwed off her left leg an inch above the knee, and on her right hand there were fingers but three. Then out on the carpet her glass eye it rolled. I sat there and viewed me maiden, only 19 years old. She popped her fool's wig all down upon a chair. I saw that her breast was all covered with hair. There's one thing that's certain, I'll never be cold when I go to bed with my 19 years old. She popped her false teeth all down into a glass and left a gap as wide as the Khyber Pass. The sheep I was counting returned to the fold in through the gap of my 19 years old. So come all you young fellas, a warning take by me. If you'd have that young damsel you're bride for to be, make sure she's complete from her head to her toes. Not a bunch of machinery, only 19 years old.
You know, to be able to capture artists in their history is a great thing when I hear live recordings that we can put out there for people to hear. What is the legacy of what you do? And I'd like you to relate it to one of the songs on The Song Goes On, this new recording.
Well, you know,
This isn't Mastermind, by the way.
No, the title track there is The Song Goes On. The CD may be called The Song Goes On, probably should be. It may be called Poles Part 2, which is Poles, P-A-R-T-T-O-O, which is in a little nod to the first one, which is just called Poles Apart. Because I recorded in Calgary, they recorded in Szczecin, the whole thing was welded together in Warsaw. But the song goes on, is by a great English songwriter, contemporary songwriter right now, who writes ballad operas, a guy called Mick Ryan. And he was actually asked to write a song for the Day of Song at Cecil Sharp House, celebrating the life of Cyril Tawney. So he wrote the song, and I just love it because it encapsulates what I think. As I say somewhere on that CD, I say we stand on the shoulders of giants. But the thing is, the giants are standing on the shoulders of their giants. But the song goes on. For the song goes on in the songs we sing, and when one song ends, then another song begins. So the singers who are gone will be singing once again when we sing the songs they sang. Encapsulates it all. Singing is about, for me, is about joy. It's stuff you've got to... You enjoy it. The more people that join in and get to be part of it, the greater the joy for the singer and for the people who are joining in, for the listeners. Singing is about joy. Now, sometimes you're crying through that joy. You're in dreadful mental, you know, psychic agony, but you can still sing. I mean, I went to my mother's funeral and sang her favorite hymn, Abide With Me. Whilst I'm there, my voice is choking up, and inside my head, all I'm thinking is, I can't sing for my mum when she needs it most. And that, I had to pull back and say, no, it's about singing now. It's about singing now. It's about, and get into the second and third verse.